Welcome to Scaling Wellness, the podcast that will give you all the tools you need to grow your wellness business and thrive in the online space. I'm your host, Caroline Kopp, Pilates teacher and health coach, turned business mentor for wellness experts, teachers and coaches just like you. This is the podcast where we uncover the strategies, stories and tools to help you to scale your wellness business, build impactful digital products and create the time, money and freedom that you crave. If you're ready to grow your online presence, make a bigger impact with your clients and in the wellness industry, and uncap your revenue, you are in the right place. Let's dive in. Hello there and welcome back to the Scaling Wellness Podcast. I am Caroline Kopp. It's great to have you here with me. I must apologise in advance. Of course, it is the 4th of September as I record this and it's raining. And of course, that means autumn colds. So I am full of cold. So excuse the voice if I take breaks to cough or sneeze. I will make sure I pause. But in the meantime, I hope that I've still got loads of value that I can pass on to you today, despite sounding a little bit worse for wear. So I hope that you are well. And I wanted to talk to you today about something I know is on a lot of your minds. Now, it's not the rain, it's not the weather, it's not the kids going back to school. It is the different ways that you can run your digital program in your wellness business. So I know that lots of you really kind of struggle with the idea of like, how do I actually sell this thing? How do I make it so that it feels easy? And when I say easy, I don't mean it is easy because it's not, but I want you to have some ease around it. So how do we put some ease around our selling processes, also around our delivery processes? Should we do live launches? Is that the way to do it? Should we be doing evergreen? Or is there a middle ground that gives you kind of the best of both worlds? And if you're thinking about that, then this is definitely the episode for you, because it is something that I have been playing with for a long time, actually. I've done a lot of live launching, but I have been moving more and more towards evergreen. And I think I've found what I think is a really nice middle ground. So let's take it back, and I'm just going to share with you kind of my story and how this has come about. So when I first started running group programs, I did what most of us do and I launched it live. And this is how I suggest that most of my new members launch. So certainly when you have a new product, a new program, you're beta testing or you have a founder version, you need to deliver it and launch it live. That's the only way. So I don't believe that you can build something effectively without testing it first, and your founder launch is your test. So you absolutely have to deliver and sell that live, because it's the best way to get the on the ground feedback from your clients before you then go and create your kind of final in inverted commas, because I don't think it's ever the final, but more of a permanent product. So my background is that I would spend weeks, sometimes months, hyping up to a launch of a program. I would build wait lists, I would do free trainings, I would open the doors for a few days and then close the doors. And that is typically what people often do in with digital products. And it really does work. It works really well. People joined. You get incredible energy. But what I don't always talk about is how this can be really draining. For me, I actually really like live launching, and I'm going to come into the kind of pros and cons in a second so you can make your own decision. But sometimes when you finish those launches, you're exhausted. If they don't go as well as you want them to, it can feel really disheartening. And you have to keep that energy up. And even when it's over, you're then looking at your next launch, you're looking at your next cohort, you know, will I get the same amount of people? And then you've got to deliver it. So it's like this kind of huge like roller coaster of energy and highs and lows. And so I have been exploring other models. Like I say, I've been doing launches since about 2017, 2018. And I have most recently, certainly in the last 12 months, been looking at other models, other ways of doing this. And there isn't just one way to run a group program. There are actually three main models that you can choose from. And I'm going to talk you through what I think works best in wellness, what I see working really well, what's worked for me, and what the kind of benefits, pitfalls, upsides are of each. So let's begin with the first model. Now, the first model is the live launching model. Now, this is a cohort-based model. So what this means is that you open enrollment a few times a year. You bring people in at that time, and then you guide them through the program together. So if you are running a first iteration of your program, a founder launch, a beta version, then this would be a brilliant way of doing it. You would invite people into your program, you would run it live, you would get their feedback. Now, the benefits of a live launch model, and I have done this with programs many times, where you have a kind of term time launch period. So usually most people do it in kind of January, again after Easter, and again after the summer holidays. And those are the kind of three times a year that most people would do the live launch model. And then you would deliver a program between kind of 8 and 12 weeks, depending on the length of the term or how long you need. And then it closes again and you go through the whole process again. Now, what this looks like is very high energy for your launches. You need to be getting lots of momentum. You need to be building a community constantly. Everyone starts together. So it is a good way of running a program because your members all begin together on day one and they all finish together on the final day. They go through it as a group, as a community, and it does create a real buzz. It's a really good way of inviting people in because there is a deadline. So people have to join by a certain date. That can have a flip side that, of course, if they can't do that date, potentially they're not going to join and then you could potentially lose them. And particularly, I think, in the health sector, and I've talked about this on previous podcasts, but in health, usually, and this isn't always the case, but often it is the case that when someone has a health concern, they want to fix it and they want to fix it now. They're not always willing to wait until your next cohort is ready. The other side of the this is that often in health and wellness, people don't always need that group energy. And often people don't actually want it. There is a difference between a business community or a art community or a car enthusiast community and a health community. People often don't want to be part of a community. Maybe their concerns are private. Maybe they feel embarrassed. You know, there's lots of reasons why they wouldn't want to be in that community. So starting together and finishing together isn't always a bonus in the wellness space. But from your sales perspective, it can be a massive bonus because it really helps people to feel like there's a bit of a deadline. It creates that bit of scarcity around it. So there are massive benefits and it creates this big buzz around your business. You know, everything is being talked about this launch. So your social media, your emails. The downside is, and I find lots of people do this, is that they put so much energy into their launches that by the time the launch finishes, they disappear off the face of the earth, their social content goes to zero, they stop emailing their audience, and then you get this massive dip in energy between times until, hang on a minute, it's launch time again, I must suddenly be in contact again. And from an audience perspective, that can be really tricky because your audience want to hear from you all the time. If they only hear from you when you're selling, it can feel a little bit disingenuous. The other difficulty is that you are riding a bit of an emotional roller coaster where if your launch goes well and you get the number, and by the way, the number is always arbitrary because you've made it up, but if you get the number that you've made up and you achieve that number, it feels great. But if you don't get that number, it can feel disheartening. Now, my theory is always that if you have some sales, and that can be one sale of your product, it's proof of concept. If someone out there decides to pay the money that you're asking for, gets an outcome, it's proof of concept. So what happens, though, is that when people only get one or two people onto these cohorts, they throw it all away. So they might deliver it, they might not, but ultimately they kind of chalk it up to actually no one wants this. And really it's not about that. It's not about your product not being good. It's about the fact that your audience maybe wasn't ready. They maybe haven't been nurtured enough. There just aren't enough people in your audience. So there's lots of reasons why people might not have joined. But that can feel really disheartening. And of course you've got the other downside, whereby it's a bit up and down in terms of feast or famine from your revenue perspective. So not only are you on or you're off in terms of launching, but also if you don't make the money that you need to make on one of your launches, it can feel a long wait before the next launch. And so you're into that kind of famine period where it's like, well, how does this ever become sustainable? So launches have a huge amount of momentum. They can feel really exciting, but they can also be challenging for a number of reasons. Now, what's the alternative then? So their alternative is where I see lots of people wanting to go, which is to the idea of an evergreen model. Now, this is where you create a program and it's always open. Now, some of you will have memberships or courses or videos available on your website, and they're available whenever you like. And they are there and they sit there. And what you're probably finding is that no one actually ever joins. Beyond your first kind of exciting, like, this is what I've created, guys, come and do it, where you might get some people coming in. But after that, it dries up, it goes cold. No one ever really joins Evergreen. So that's where Evergreen can be tricky. Because people can join at any time, they tend not to. So the idea of Evergreen is very appealing because it's predictable income. It's freedom from all that kind of eggs in one basket launching. And you can serve people, of course, whenever they're ready, which is a really nice way. So in theory, someone could come to your website when they need it, find your program and do it. But of course, that doesn't really ever happen. So this is the downside of Evergreen. And I'm not disputing that Evergreen can work, because it can, and I'm going to show you how in a second. But the downsides are pretty obvious. Now, the good thing about Evergreen is that if someone did have the problem that you solve, they could, in theory, do your program at any point. So it's available, and it's a nice way of allowing people to access it whenever they want to. From your perspective, Evergreen is also quite a nice way of running things, because it means that you can step away from that feast or famine. You can have people joining whenever they're ready. It's a nice little bonus that, you know, in theory, you can be on your sun lounger and be getting those sales coming through. So that Evergreen, the Evergreen idea is quite a nice one, and it's quite an appealing one, and it can be really brilliant if it's done well. There are some other flip sides that you need to bear in mind. When you're running an Evergreen program, you need to make sure that you are onboarding people really well. You need to be making sure that you are nurturing those people in your program really well. There isn't that same live energy. So some clients may drop off or not complete it, because with Evergreen, the completion rates are usually much, much lower. And really, we want people to always be completing your programs, because it's great for them, it's great for you, and it's brilliant for your reputation. And obviously, we want that kind of word of mouth, we want referrals. So we need to make sure that if we're running an Evergreen program, that people actually complete it, and that they are nurtured as they go through it. Like I said, the upside is that you can get that predictable income, and it means that the downside would be that feeling that you're always selling, but the upside is that you always have something to sell, which can be really challenging if you're in a launch model. You think, I don't know what I'm going to sell between launches. So Evergreen can be a really nice way of doing that. Evergreen makes your processes really simple. Your job is to collect leads, nurture leads, and sell to those leads. So Evergreen is something that I would be encouraging you to start to consider, but I have a better way. And I think this is where I'm landing in my business. And I think it's where I am encouraging my clients to go as well. I have worked with a lot of clients over the last 12 months who really would like that sense of passive income. Now, I say that with inverted commas wrapped around that word passive, because there is no such thing. It doesn't exist. You are going to have to build a business and work damn hard for your clients to come in, because this is a job. Building a digital business is not easy. It is quite simple though, when it's done right. So a lot of my clients are looking for that sort of passive income. They're understanding that they are going to have to build a business, but they do want that income to be coming in fairly regularly rather than going into the launch model. And so what I've been working on with my clients most recently is a kind of hybrid model, which is where we're molding the launch model with the evergreen model. And this is where it gets really exciting. And this is what I've been doing in my business over the last 12 months and really testing this process and how this can work. So, what is the hybrid model? Essentially, your hybrid model is that you keep your core content. So, if you have pre-recorded content, if you have things that you need your clients to work through, we keep that. But built in around that are live touch points, milestones, accountability, support, and lots of ways to ensure that your clients feel held when they join the program, supported to complete the program, and really are able to get the results that you are promising. So these are not passive members. They're not coming into your program as strangers. They're joining because you have created a community, nurtured that community, and you are then selling a certain amount into your program each month, each year, however regularly you want to. And the nice thing about this is that it means that your job is really simple. You're not either in delivery or in sales mode. You are always selling, but you are also always nurturing. And so what your sales process ends up looking like actually is just a really strong nurture, that you get people coming into your world, and that is important. We do need consistent lead flow, but you get people coming into your world, you nurture them, you give them some help, you give them some touch points that they can contact you and reach out to you and find out more about you, give them some content to binge, give them some things that will help them. And then ultimately, you invite them in. You invite them to make the purchase. Now, what you need inside is that the roadmap for them to create the outcome that they want. So that might look like live calls. It might look like workshops. It might look like having different guest experts in there. It may have milestones, you might have drip-fed content. There's lots of different ways you can do it. But the benefits are that you are creating a sustainable, steady income while still maintaining that sense of community and live accountability. So people are joining fairly consistently, but they don't feel like they're just joining something nameless or faceless. They're joining as part of your new community. Equally, people don't feel like they're missing out. They don't feel like they're suddenly not getting the live benefits, because with live launching, it can be really tricky that people feel like if they can't make every live session and every live class, that they're missing out on some sort of content. Whereas when you create a hybrid model, people don't feel like that. They can join at a point when they're ready, and they get so much support that they stay really engaged and they get the results that they want, rather than feeling at any point like they're missing out on being part of that live group. Actually, they're getting more support than they would be as part of a live group, because all the teaching is done in pre-recorded, and then the live stuff is all about accountability and implementation. Now, the common pitfalls I find that people experience with Evergreen is completion rates. We've talked about this already, completion rates. they can dip without accountability. So you do need to make sure that if you're doing a hybrid model, that is the bonus, that you build in structures to keep people moving. You will, with an evergreen hybrid program, always be selling. And that can feel really draining, but we are going to set up automated systems and you will have loads of processes. If you work with me particularly, we will be walking through loads of kind of ways to set up smart but automated systems so that you're not selling every day and actually you can just turn up and deliver really valuable content that still transfers people into paying clients. You do need some element of scarcity and urgency, and that is hard to create when you're not in a launch model. So we would be implementing things like limited time bonuses, rolling cohorts is really nice, like having a certain amount of people that can join each month and limiting that number, capping that number. So when those spaces are gone, they're gone. But also you can implement some of the benefits of live launching into your evergreen hybrid model. So if, for example, you really love delivering free workshops or challenges, you can still do that a couple of times a year as a way of boosting your hybrid evergreen numbers. But you're not relying on those as the only opportunities for people to join. So it makes it feel more of a fun experience for you and your clients and less of a, oh my God, it's so much pressure. If people don't buy, what am I going to do? You know, you get into that panic mode and then selling can feel really, really icky. So have a little think about this. How does this feel for you? What do you come away with? What do you feel when you hear all of this? One of the key things to remember for wellness coaches and movement experts is that there's no one right way to do this. It's about what works for your energy and your audience and your business model. So we would need to know what your outcome you desire is, how your audience work. You know, are these parents, in which case a termly model might work really well, live launching three times a year might work really well for you. Are you energetic at certain times of year and not others, in which case again live launching might work really well for you. But if you are looking for a bit more consistency, then the evergreen hybrid model might work really nicely. Now think about live launching and how it can give you massive momentum, but it can also really drain you, whereas evergreen can give you freedom, but it can also require some systems in place. So there's no positives or negatives, they all come with their upsides and downsides. The bonus of hybrid is that it gives you a bit of both. It gives you the best of both, I think. It gives you that steady income, steady enrollments, but also with that live connection. And I think from my experience, certainly over the last 12 months, that also translates to the best experience for your clients. At the heart of it, remember, your clients don't really care if something is live or recorded. Ultimately, they don't really care what systems there are in place and how much, you know, stuff they get. What they care about is how you are going to get them the result that you are promising. So when we're selling, we're never selling live launching. We're never selling evergreen programs. We're never talking about online courses. We're only ever talking about the results and the promises that we're making to our clients. So try not to fall into the trap of speaking business. Instead, speak connection. Speak about what your clients want. Think about how you can best create a program that's going to give them the support that they want. And remember that if you have something that you've already created, you can absolutely pivot it, shift it, reinvent it, make it better, and to make it into the group program that works for you. And the model that works for you and the model that works for your clients, what you've done already has taken you so far. There's nothing to say that we can't work with what you've already got to create something brilliant. Whether that be running more launches, having an evergreen funnel, building a hybrid program, this is all exactly what I'm going to be helping clients do inside the Accelerator program. Now, the Scaling Wellness Accelerator begins, the next version begins on the 15th of September. We will be looking in that at your specific business model, your energy, your goals, your clients' needs, and we're going to design a group program that not only sells, but gets your clients amazing results. So if you're ready to step off of this indecision and launch roller coaster and find something that works for you long term, then maybe the evergreen hybrid model is going to work for you. And maybe that's something that we can talk about inside the accelerator. Anyway, that's it for today's episode. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Do you prefer the buzz of a live launch, the freedom of evergreen? Or are you a little bit curious about the hybrid model? Send me a message on Instagram and let me know. Until next time, I will see you soon. Thanks for tuning in to Scaling Wellness. If you found today's episode valuable, I'd love to hear from you. Connect with me over on Instagram at Caroline Kopp and drop me a DM and let me know what your biggest takeaway was. Or if you know a friend or colleague in wellness who would find this podcast useful, I'd love you to share this episode with them or maybe tag it in your socials. It might be just what they need to hear today as well. And finally, if you are enjoying the podcast, don't forget, please rate and review. It helps more wellness professionals like you to discover the show and ultimately allows us as a community to grow the wellness message and help more people. So until next time, remember, the problem you solve for your clients still exists. So keep sharing your wellness message.